Here's Outside the Box, trying not to be blind to the bad stuff around us. Today's topic is, don't be colorblind. Maybe you've heard a person say something like this before. I don't care what a person's skin color is, whether it's black, white, yellow, green, purple, or polka dot. They're all the same to me. I know whoever said that is trying to combat racism, but pretending there are no differences in skin color or saying they are so-called colorblind is not, I believe, the way to address that. Being completely colorblind is impossible unless a person is actually blind. Even those who can't distinguish colors can tell the difference between a pale skin versus a darker one versus a very dark skin. And our society's preoccupation with skin color makes it impossible not to notice. If you think you can look at a person and actually not know whether their skin is lighter or darker, try it. Yes, Martin Luther King Jr., in the 1963 speech at the March on Washington, did talk about judging people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. But being aware of skin color is not the same as judging them by that. If we try to be color blind, we're acting as if there's no discrimination, no difference, no problem. Maybe someday there will be no discrimination or perceived difference, but right now there is. Today, skin color does matter. We can't pretend it doesn't. Instead of being what might be called color neutral, we can acknowledge different skin colors and recognize that they're a cause of discrimination or oppression for some and privilege for others. Then we're on our way to challenging the negative effects of skin colorism. We are color aware. We're all familiar with human physical differences, body shape and size, hair color, facial features, physical appearance. We can't ignore those things any more than the color of that person's skin. I know I want my differences known and celebrated. Acting like I'm just like everyone else is not how I want to be seen. I want to be a small, unique piece of the huge salad of people in the world, not mushed in with everyone else in a melting pot of unidentifiable humanity. Skin color should be a distinguishing feature of every person, but nothing more. Unfortunately, in today's world, it signifies stereotyping, inaccurate assumptions, and unequal treatment throughout history. To promote awareness of skin color, not invisibility, we need to talk about what it means. And we can't just treat people as equals when others do not treat them equally. That's not enough. Instead, we can recognize the problems that they encounter and do a lot to resolve them. Undoing racism, ending skin colorism, whatever we call it, happens when we confront it, increase awareness of it, and then take action to eliminate it. Author Paul Keivel, in the book Uprooting Racism, sums it up nicely, quote, "The only way to treat people with dignity and justice is to recognize that racism has a profound negative effect upon our lives. Noticing color helps to counteract that effect." End quote. What's your attitude about skin color? Do you try to be colorblind or color aware? I'm Larry Danziger, colored by my awareness of skin color.